The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Good morning. Love Thursday morning.
Ooh, you know what? You're just a bright ray of sunshine in our world. And we got Sue at the helm.
Good morning.
And Sue will break in at various times during the day to tell us about traffic alerts and anything like this. But what's the weather? You know what? I'm looking at a beautiful day, but I got a feeling.
No, it's a beautiful day. Today is going to be a high of 83 and a low of 59, mostly clear, sunny. It's going to be a gorgeous day, not even very windy. On Friday, we're looking for a chance of showers again, a high of 73 and a low of 57. On Saturday, chance of showers, high of 76 and a low of 56. And on Sunday, showers likely. Sunday night, showers likely. A high on Sunday of 69, a low of 55. So we still got a little bit more inclement weather coming along. We got a little bit of, you know, just keep water in the grass. I mean, we don't have to turn our sprinklers on. This is a good thing, right?
Yeah. Well,
the weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Baseball tomorrow night, Tiger Field. It's the opening night. Yeah, wow. And I hope there's not rain. And Linda's going to sing the national anthem and God Bless America during the seventh inning stretch.
All right.
And we have tickets. That's right. We have tickets for, well, you know what? I have four tickets, and they're good for any game of the season.
Uh-huh.
Any game of the season. But coming tomorrow night would be cool. It's a salute to the veterans.
Yeah, great.
It's going to be the opening day of the season. And I think I'm going to start giving away tickets today. I think I'm going to start giving tickets away right now. 605-4567. It's Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm giving four tickets to the Colt 45's baseball.
Oh, you know, and opening day, the first game.
Oh,
it's going to be, at the baseball field.
It's great. You've got Baron Browning out there announcing the game. You've got us up there doing the broadcast of the game. So it goes everywhere in the United States, perhaps even the world. It goes everywhere in the world. So there are people in a small village in Fiji that have an Apple phone that are listening to the game.
There you go. I know. And now that we're reaching out so great on 96.5 FM,
boom.
Boom.
God knows where that goes to, because we're still not sure. People calling in, I'm hearing it. And I went, you're in Chicago. I'm hearing it.
No, it's good. It's good. There's some bugs, and I want to tell people, especially down in the South County, that I noticed that every once in a while something happens. And I can't pick it up.
Are you on it now?
I was this morning.
There you go.
But yesterday or the day before, I tuned in. But I have an option because I can switch between the 1460 and I go, okay, I don't know what's going on there.
It could be, I'm not, you know, because it's, you know, FM is, it means, blank
frequently,
magic.
Frequently maddening. frequently maddening.
Yeah, well, it means frequent magic. Ozzy won four tickets. You got him, Ozzy. You have to come them down here, though, to 1326 Market Street and pick them up. And those four tickets are good for any games during the season, by the way.
So
those just don't have to be for tomorrow night. They're good for any games during the season. And I'll be giving more games. I've got lots of tickets.
All right.
And then I've got, of course, and I have season tickets. And put our little name on our chair.
Wow.
Little spot to put our cold adult beverage or my snow cone.
And there's just, especially, boy, this time of year, if we And it's not going to rain on Friday, but we'll just say that. It's not going to rain during the game on Friday.
It's not going to rain.
No, I'm thinking not.
It's going to be a great weekend.
You know, and I want to remind everybody today is the day they're going to be out at the Preston Sharp. It's going to be out at the cemetery.
That's right.
Putting up the flags and the for the Memorial Day weekend. So that's going to be great. If people want to come by and help, that's a wonderful experience. And it's really, I don't know, I'm a flag waver, I guess. I love the whole military tradition kind of thing. And it's really heartwarming to see that place just sprout up with all those beautiful flowers and
it
flags.
Does, and it does. And he's still taking
very
donations.
Very moving.
He's still taking donations. Here's the thing is this is Memorial Day. This is where we honor those who've fallen, given their lives for our country.
Right.
And it's not just a three-day weekend.
No, it's not just a three-day weekend. It has such terribly important meaning for all of us. It should have, specifically if you have, you know, family or loved ones who've fallen in the military, whenever. But it's more important right now to, you know, recognize those who paid the ultimate sacrifice.
And we're still paying it.
That's right.
Out there.
Yeah.
We've lost people in Afghanistan. We have, you know, when people are killed in training accidents, and it's so unfortunate, but they too gave their lives for the country, you know.
And, you know, and I kind of wish that there was more made of that. I think, a lot of times I'll pick up on an article where we lost six or eight people, and I didn't see anything anywhere.
It's in, like, stuffed back someplace.
I know.
You had four or five Marines killed in a helicopter accident down at, I think, 29 Palms.
Yeah.
And it was for whatever reason, but they, you know, it's not even, it, I don't even think it even makes, it doesn't make the news anymore.
I don't understand that. I think that should be something that should hit front page and I just made more of it. At least acknowledge the sacrifice and the family.
People don't like to think about it because there's only like 1% out there that serve. So the other 99% are sissies.
Which is all the more reason to celebrate.
You know, the rest of them are sissies. The rest of them are sissies. Did I say that?
Sissies or whatever reason. But I mean, for those that, I mean, this is a voluntary outfit.
But let me tell you something. This voluntary outfit, in about, I would say within 20 years, it's not going to be voluntary anymore.
Oh, I think not, because you're going to have to start.
They're running out of people.
There you go.
Either that or we start bringing in, you want to immigrate to our country? Fine. You've got to be 5'10".
Yeah.
You've got to be able to run the 40 and 6 flat. You've got to be able to bench press 400 pounds, and you got to be in the military for 5 years.
Yeah.
You know, do that.
Yeah.
So, we're going to be running out of volunteers.
I think so.
Only 25% of those that want to get into the military can make it.
Can make it.
Because
we have standards.
We have standards. Education, health reasons, mental reasons, drugs being the big ones.
Yeah.
Obesity.
There you go.
So there you go. And only like 1 out of 4 can make it through. Now think about that.
Get off the couch and off the iPad out the yard.
Yeah. Now, what happens when that become, you know, then people with the economy going bonkers, you know, people that might have thought about going in the military are being, you know, they're in jobs now. So at some point, you're going to see it.
Yeah.
If we're going to have a military, an effective military, that draft's going to come back.
And that's, you know, we've talked about this before, Carl. If they don't draft everybody just for the real life experience of learning that the world is not all about you, and that there are things that are required of you, and that you have to be accountable and responsible, I'd love to see every child, girls and boys, who and anything else that's out there, go through at least boot camp. You know, at least that when they get out of high school. So they get a taste of living with accountability and responsibility and being told what to do and doing it.
I think 2 years of service to our country.
That wouldn't hurt them.
Is going to be good for people.
I think so, too.
You don't get a scholarship if you go to, if you're doing things like, I don't know, maybe you can't. But if you go into, if you, I mean, when I, not a scholarship, but you get college support money, you know, go to school, mm-hmm. education support, mm-hmm. you know, whether it's technical or whatever it is, for coming in and doing your service there.
Yeah.
So, you know, and so everybody talks about free college. No, what you're doing is you're working at a lower paying job for 2 years and you're gaining X amount of dollars to help you with your college degree.
Well, and
or service or whatever thing you're doing. Degree.
And if Betsy DeVos has her way with a lot of her educational programs in the next 2 years and the next 4 years with the second term Trump presidency, we may get education down to a place where it could possibly be affordable again. Well, if she continues on the path of taking more and more of it away from the federal government, returning it to the communities, mm-hmm. as it should, and to the families and choice.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Wow. We can dream. And I love to dream, and I love listening to her talk. She spoke at the Young America Foundation just recently, and I just kind of was in awe that we actually have somebody serving in the government that has that much common sense. It's like, really?
Hey, I'm totally amazed how on every Thursday you drag yourself out of your sleep number bed.
I know.
Get dressed, do all the things that girls do, and hop in your Trish Mobile and blast up the freeway
at 55 miles an hour
because the police are giving out the tickets out there. You know this,
but because you get such a good night's rest, you're able to do that because boy, you go to sleep and you sleep through the night on my 55 is my sleep number, and then you just wake up relaxed and ready to go for the day.
Well, my sleep number setting is 60, and there's never been a better time to save. Right now, on proven quality sleep during the Memorial Day sale, a Queen 360 smart bed starts at only $999, which is a great price. You know what? As you know from listening to us and Linda, when I say us, I mean it's the accumulative of us.
All of us that have sleep number beds.
They have sleep number beds. Not all in the same bed, but all of us that have sleep number beds. And you can pick the firmness of your your half of the mattress. You don't have to, you know what, you know, everybody says, well, you have to cooperate, and you have to,
you don't have to do that.
No, you just get in, fix your side, and the 360 smart bed lets you, you know, it adjusts to you while you're sleeping. And that was, you know, $999 starting for the 360 smart bed. But now, during this day, Memorial Day save, sale, you can save $1,000 on a new Sleep Number 360 Special Edition smart bed for temperature balancing. So that means it'll cool you during the heat of the summer and warm you during the cold of the winter. What a great deal that is. But you've got to go on down to the Target Shopping Center. Head on over to the Sleep Number store. Go on in. Say Carl, Trish, and Linda sent you. And lay down on a bed. You know, Bob Belongi, as we know, retired, moved up to Oregon, and the first thing they bought for their new house was a sleep number bed. There's a reason. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:18 in the morning. It is about 60 degrees out there.
Hey, I'm solid. Hey, I'm steady. Hey, I'm true down to the core. And I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five-Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five-Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five-Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five-Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
If you like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Good morning. It is 7:22 in the morning. It's about 61 degrees out there. It looks like it's going to go up to the 80s today. A beautiful, beautiful day. Here on the 23rd of May, I mentioned this at the news in the morning. It's brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. So, in this portion of the show, is brought to you by our friends over at River Commons Senior Living. You know, Trish, I know that you probably have friends that have gone there.
I do.
And the thing about it is there's, you know, I looked at some of the people that were going through there, and they're, I mean, some of them are younger than I am, and because they've had it. One of them's over there because his house burned down. He said, "That's it, you know, that's it." And he goes over. He's very happy, you know.
Yeah.
He got his dog, got his, you know, he has great meals every day. They
it's
go
like
out
living
and
in
do
a country
things.
Club.
Yeah. What is this?
Yeah.
And, yeah. So, I mean, it's not a assisted living place. These people are on the go.
They're just tired of taking care of the yard. Tired of taking care of the responsibilities of owning a home and plumbing and heating and air conditioning and,
yeah,
and snowstorms and all those things that
everything is, and, you know,
the happy
and you can
homeowner
use it,
has.
You can use it as a base to travel
because
you really don't worry about somebody breaking in to your home or anything like that, or people squatting if you're gone for a month or 6 weeks. And, you know, River Commons Senior Living. Give Brian a call, 238-5981. Okay. What did you, the American Taliban. You remember this guy?
Yes.
17 years ago, John Lunt. They're releasing him.
That's what I understand. I heard that.
He got a 20-year sentence. He was there. He was one of the ones captured, and the CIA officer, former Marine, was there in this place, stockades where they were holding him, and the prisoners killed him, and Lynn didn't warn him. And Lynn may not, I don't, he may even been involved, but supposedly he wasn't. Anyway, he comes out with, like, they charge him with like 8 different things, and he ends up pleading guilty. He ends up pleading guilty to something that gets him 20 years. It was, you know, he was carrying arms in support of the Taliban or something like that. It gives him 20 years instead of treason and all these things. He said, I'm not, he said, I wouldn't attack Americans. Well, so we're getting 2 stories now. First story is that great, you know, good behavior. He's getting out in 17 years instead of staying 20. Other people reporting that he is still advocating jihadist attacks and he's still into extremism. So part
what are they going to do with him when they let him out?
Well, see, here's the thing: they let him out, but he cannot go on the internet unless he gets permission. I mean, to have the internet, he cannot post in foreign languages because see, that's what he was doing. He translates. I'm not sure which language it is, but he's translating into English or English into this language, uh-huh. And he was translator. So they said you can't do that, and you can't have a passport. I got a feeling though, if you want to go use a computer, how are they going to stop you? Well, how are they going to stop you from going into a place and just boom?
Walking down to Target and buying a computer and going to Starbucks and sitting down and go. How in the world are they going to stop you from doing that?
You can't. You know,
you can be on the internet in 10 minutes walking out of here cold with nothing. So how are the heck are they going to stop that?
Well, he's probably going to move back into his home, as Jimmy says, his hometown of San Francisco, and join Antifa. So, you know, then he can wear the shawl and not be seen. You asked me about the meeting on Monday, mm-hmm. the environmental impact statement town meeting.
Right.
A lot of people. There wasn't any anger. There was no booing or anything like that when people were talking. There was applause for both sides. You know, both sides would applaud their people. The bottom line is that it's in my opinion, it's, of course, I'm wrong a lot. But in my opinion, the people, because listening to the people that were speaking, a lot of them from the Churn Creek area. Mm. And they said, and what they were saying is that, you know, about their concerns. And one woman said, you know, we stopped that shopping center that was going to go in there in that beautiful agricultural land. and it's the same people that appeared against Costco are now against the shopping center. And before that, I think it was an auto mall that was proposed.
Before that, it was
there.
An auto mall. Before that, it was the concrete plant up above Mountain Gate, and then before that it was Wheelabrator, and before it same people.
Well, yeah,
same people.
But they're not all out of Churn Creek for the Wheelabrator, were they?
Same people.
Anyway, but
Mountain Gate, Churn Creek,
but so,
same people.
But the thing you get is they're against it. Now, I know the Chamber of Commerce is not opposing it. Now, I think they ought to roll in really quick, though, because these people have got 5,000 signatures already on a petition to say they shouldn't be there. But I don't think people understand that, and this is what I heard, and I've said this earlier, but I want you to hear it, is that I heard them saying things like, they've got enough. I heard them say that, they've got enough. Or Indians. Those Indians have enough. And I'm sure they didn't mean it like that.
Yes, they did.
But yes, maybe they did. But, you know, things like this. And the thing is, if they own this property,
mm-hmm.
it's their property.
Mm-hmm.
If they, you know, and if they go forward with it, it's $24 million a year in just wages. 1,100 people they're going to hire. $24 million in wages for local people. I mean, we can go on and on and on and on. But right now, the opposition seems to be, in some cases, it's a beautiful place. I've got my piece of heaven that, you know, it's going to be horrible if they come in there. I'm going to have to see, you know, there's going to be lights. There's going to be people. There's going to be traffic. And I can understand traffic concerns.
Mm-hmm.
But as Ken Murray pointed out, there's mitigation after this. If it turns out there's traffic concerns and the traffic, you know, plan's not working, it's up to Redding Rancheria. They've got to fix that afterwards. And now they've got to pencil all this out that says, is it going to be worth all of this?
You know, I've been in this community and certainly have dealt with many of those issues, from starting with when Wheeler Brader was cited, the fiberglass plant up in City of Shasta Lake, and you say Churn Creek Bottom people. I'm just going to tell you that, yes, there is a very active Churn Creek Bottom area, but I will also tell you, having sat through most of those public hearings for some 20-some years, it's the same people complaining about all of those things. It's a band.
Yeah.
Here's the point. When they did this big move, well, I don't know how many years ago that was, probably 10 years ago, when they went through and did all that stuff with the Churn Creek Bottom and they stopped the auto mall,
yeah,
and they got that thing passed that you can't build in certain areas. There was a project that, just to give you an example of how destructive that behavior is. The Morse Flour Mill.
Right, right.
Okay, now the plan had been originally that he was right across from the Starberry Fields, right below the rental thing.
Right.
He owns that property.
Right.
And that the plan had been freeway frontage, that he was going to build that new big beautiful building that's out on Airport Road.
Yeah.
He's going to put it there. It was going to be like, you know, these places where you stop, like at Nut Tree, Farm, blah, 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 where you'd have people could stop. They'd have a retail outlet. They could go through the plant.
He
could produce his whole thing. Owns all that land. He's going to graze the wheat, the corn.
Graze right there.
Right there, the whole thing. And he owns all that property. Well, they stopped that. So now you've got this big, beautiful building out on Airport Road.
Who stopped it?
People in Churn Creek Bottom, when they had that referendum that you couldn't build on this land.
To stop the...
They stopped the auto mall was how it started. The auto mall.
Yeah, it stopped that one, but he was involved in this last one of Hawkins.
That's right.
The shopping center. Voted on that, they took him out.
That's right. So he's invested a lot of money. Morse Flour Mill is a reputable going concern, have been Redding for years.
Uh-huh.
What kind of traffic is he going to get on Airport Road for that kind of thing?
I know.
So how sad is that other people can take over the control of land that this man has owned forever, and now they've got this thing, and that land's just sitting there vacant, and it ain't doing nothing. It's sad.
I understand this is a slice of heaven, but guess what? We're on the cusp of moving Redding forward. And
Shasta County forward.
Well, it is. It's Shasta County, Anderson, all those places forward. And if they, and with the opposition to Costco, I mean, Costco could just go down the road. I mean, Anderson could become that county seat here, you know, if Redding keeps still making stupid decisions. Hey, we got to take a break. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, and we're here on, of course, KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, and this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Lighty's out there, 42 counties in the state. He's got the largest privately owned firearms company, maybe the largest firearms company in California anyway, as far as instruction goes. Learn more at usgunpro.com or give him a call at 530-999-1822. Though I will tell you, if you text him, you'll get a better chance of getting a hold of him, because that man is a busy man. All right, we'll be right back. 7:33 in the morning, 61 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day. This morning drive time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to danscottpainting.com.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
To come into a place with this many people and not know the people and be comfortable immediately, that says so much to me. Everybody's so happy. Everybody's talking to everybody. I felt apart the minute I moved in. The music that's brought in, what a wonderful thing to do for people, that we can go down and sit and relax and be entertained. I absolutely cannot imagine a thing that could be done around here that would improve it in any way.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents, just like Phyllis, love living here. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell, or check us out on the web, river-commons.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Now that the boys are here again.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott here on Thursday, the 23rd. Of May, 61 degrees out
going?
There. God, I don't know. It's gone. Hey, Judy Maxwell and Maxwell Insurance and Financial is sponsoring this time in the show. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. If you didn't hear Judy on the show Monday talking about the single-payer health system and what it will do to your health care, you need to go back to the archives and listen because she's using facts and figures. And let
she
me
knows
tell
what
you,
she's talking about.
She knows what she's talking about when it comes to insurance and financial needs. Located at 1378 Hilltop. Give her a call, 221-0441. Okay, I've got another of the Morlock family with me. I got Cody today, Advanced Auto.
Yes, sir.
Hey, get in there tight.
So, all right.
All right. Now, you know, your dad's just a hoot to have on, and but already you're already a
yeah.
funny guy. I mean, funny in the sense
I consider my dad my oldest child. And he's listening right now, and I'm sure I'm going to get a text on that one.
Well, you know what?
Zing, the phone just went off.
I love him to death, though.
You know what? You can tell that. You can tell that, the closeness in this family. Okay, tell people maybe the first time here what Advanced Automotive is.
Family owned and operated since 1993. I've been working there with my father since I was 12 years old. I'll be 35 this year. I purchased the business in May of 2009, and here we are. So just honest, transparent as we can be. Try not to, oversell and just be transparent.
Do you work on all kinds of cars?
Foreign and domestic, no Europeans.
The thing about it is you got such a great reputation,
sure.
First of all. And I can't help it, but you get a good mechanic. You're a good auto a place that can do so many different things. And you just don't want to leave.
Just like a good doctor.
Because, you know what, it's and it's not their fault. It's, you know, 90, I'd say 90%, maybe you'll tell me different. I'd say 90% of the places do what they say they're going to do, and they don't gouge you.
Sure, and the biggest, you know, fixing cars is somewhat the easy part. The more important part is consumer education. You know, explain why something needs to be done. You know, in that. So, I mean, we've got to be. I'm sure my dad said this, but you know, the marriage counselor, financial planner. You know, because let's face it, sometimes cars get to the point of you know, diminishing returns. Mm-hmm. I've got to sleep at night. I don't want to recommend something that is, you know,
$3,000 worth of repairs on a car that's worth $25.
Absolutely. No, I got to have a conscience. So,
well, yeah. You know what? But that's, I'd love to hear that though. You know, we like to have, we like to think of the people mm-hmm. that we have that we work with here.
Sure.
You have the same kind of integrity and professionalism and conscience that we do.
Sure.
You know, you're not going to, you know, push somebody toward a business that's going to rip them off. And as soon as I met your dad, and I knew that this guy was a stand-up guy. And now, and I'm really glad to be able to meet you today because it's the same type thing. Now, it's getting to be summer. Now, there's because we go through a very warm summer here, as we know, is there certain things people need to do to get ready for that?
Before it gets to be 110.
Yeah. Where does the list stop and start? You know, let's face it, in Reading, you've got to have that AC working. You know, we could have a wheel falling off, but that AC better be blowing cold. You know.
When you
I talk with my hands.
Cody's talking with his hands. He's going.
Yep. I do too. That's why my coffee's
over there. That's why
your
coffee's over there. That's why everybody has tops on their coffee because we all do that. I've knocked mine over. Yeah, so yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. You know, your AC system. You know, start off at the basics. I mean, your AC system is totally worthless if your car doesn't start. Heat is the number one killer of batteries. It causes internal corrosion, which reduces its ability to start the vehicle and cranking amperage and all that.
How long should a battery last? I mean, I guess there's so many different prices and different kinds of batteries, but
typically what I see, what I've seen over the years in this environment where we've got, you know, necessarily extreme cold, extreme heat. If we can get 4 years out of a battery around here, that's doing pretty darn well in my opinion.
Okay.
I've seen some last upwards of 6 to 7 in the right conditions, but you know, it's a hostile environment, and the heat is the definite killer of that. And you know, early signs of battery failure is the vehicle cranks over a little slower, things like that. But it's a, you know, quick, simple test that we can look at the date, and that's a pretty good indicator of, hey, let's just go ahead and run a quick test on this thing.
Yeah, let's start here.
Yeah.
But before all that starts happening, okay, it's gonna get summer. I mean, you do that with your heating and air conditioning at home. You have a spring checkup and a winter checkup, and have it make sure everything's going. Do you do that with a car? Should you do that with a car?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Summertime, you know, people, obviously, I travel a ton in the summertime. You do the camping and all that. So, absolutely, you know, there's things that you don't want to happen on your vacation. You don't want to break down.
You don't want to have to buy a new battery when you're in a strange town and you're in the middle of traffic and don't know where you're at and you got to find some place to fix your car.
So, if I come in, Cody, and I say to you, we're getting ready to make a trip across the United States.
Sure.
Here's the car. So what do you do?
So basically, what we like to start off with is, hey, is it due for an oil change? Because our oil change, you know, covers, we do a pretty comprehensive inspection. But if I've got to be responsible for that vehicle making it there and back, you know, we're going to want to take a good look at, you know, tires, brakes, all the cooling system. I mean, if you're going to be towing, obviously the cooling system's got to be in tip-top shape, you know, all your other fluids as well. But, you know, tires should be replaced every 6 years. There's a date code on, you know, regardless of if they have good tread or not, because tires age, rubber ages, it comes apart. And, you know, I'll tell you a story of myself. My family and I were up in my father-in-law lives in Gold Beach, Oregon, so we take our travel trailer up there a couple times a year. And I had a tire on my trailer that was going low. And I was like, oh, I'll just put some fix-a-flat in it. And, I mean, and I knew better. A mechanic's car's never worked on, and a painter's house is never painted, kind of thing, right? So well, guess what? It ended up the tire going low again and again, and it ended up blowing out on me, and so I was stuck on the side of Highway 199, taking all three car seats out of the back of my truck to get to my jack. And I was like, you know what? If I would have just taken care of this tire issue, I wouldn't be in this predicament.
Oh no! So, you know what?
You work on motorhomes?
No.
Because you're going to get a new client right there. Okay, so you check the tires, and that's real important.
Oh, absolutely.
And let me tell you, as I write, you know, when I had my Harley, I would go to Sturgis on a regular basis, and I went into my Harley shop. I said, "Can these tires make it?" And he goes, "Ah, yeah, no problem. Yeah, round the curve in Deadwood, that tire went out." Sure. And when I came back, I mentioned it to him. He said, "Well, you know what? The roads, there's such a different quality of roads, and some of them will chew tires up."
Absolutely.
And especially if you're riding at a little bit higher speeds. And so I understood that, because he said, "Yeah, you know, it'll make it." But, you know, you got it with him, I guess it was nuanced. "Yeah, you'll make it," but it should have been like, and when Susie went like that, I should have just bought the tires.
Yeah, but that's not, because one trip that I did with the motorhome, I ended up in the east, in the spring. Bad roads, bad winter, and my tires were in good shape when I left, and they just literally chewed them up.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean,
and that happens, is that right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I had to replace them in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And the guy said, the tires are not that, they just got big holes in them from these roads.
Hey, sure. We're here with Cody Morlock from Advanced Automotive, and it's down off of 273.
Yep.
We're talking about how to get your car ready for your trips this summer, and we got to take a quick break. And we're going to come back. We're going to finish with that. And, you know, I'm talking to Cody, and he said, "So, any, you know, interesting things you're working on cars?" And oh, yeah. So, you know, people's cars. I mean, like mine, I need to bring my truck in to see. And when I get the time, and to bring it into you and just say, "Okay, you know, like the little part, you know, on the thing there beside
console.
Yeah. The rubber there where you put the glasses in. It falls off. Every time I hit it, it falls off. And I've tried to glue it down like 6 times, and it's never worked. Plus all these other little things, like the little lights up there don't work. My windshield washers don't work. So I'm coming down, Cody. Anyway, got to take a break. Home Helpers and Sharon Clark, your namesake, your younger sister.
My partner in crime.
Yeah. Brings us this segment of the show. Home Helpers, 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day. Sharon Clark and her people can help you. She started this business, 16 years ago. It's been a big success because she puts her customers first. She doesn't think of them as customers. She thinks of them as family. Give her a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. Remember, there's no place like home. We'll be right back. Cody Morlock, Advanced Automotive, of course, Trish Clark.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Planning an event, double date, girls' night, overtime inside Wind River Resort and Casino offers reserve seating. Party together in style all night long with top-level service and entertainment. Reserve your table or VIP package with bottle service and appetizers starting at $25. Overtime, turning it up a notch with personalized VIP treatments. For info, call Group Sales at 530-339-7454 or download the Wind River app. Reservations must be made 1 week in advance. Nightlife is better at the river. Real people, real winners, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play offer in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday offers from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match them up to $100 in free play. And to sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. One birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Free slot play limited to $100.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
The Reading Rancheria Head Start program is a comprehensive preschool learning environment where everyone is respected and included.
Rancheria is really good. You know, they do a lot of stuff with the community and for the families. And especially a Head Start like this, they give 150% towards the kids. It's a really awesome program.
The program is planting seeds. They get more education here. So this is a great, great Head Start.
What I really like about the Head Start is they're really into their culture. They work on their language, both Wintu and Pitt River.
The Reading Rancheria is giving people an opportunity to grow, helping build this community into a stronger place, and they're very proud of their heritage.
Coming together for the kids in education, it's powerful.
The Reading Rancheria Head Start program is free to those eligible. Learn more and enroll at readingrancheria.com.
Have you heard the latest? Gavin Newsom and his liberal allies want to overturn Prop 13 so they can raise property taxes. They even want a new tax on our water. That's why we need Kevin Kiley in the state Senate. Kevin Kiley is the only candidate for Senate with a perfect rating from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Kevin Kiley will fight to stop Newsom's water tax and save Prop 13. Republican Kevin Kiley, the tax fighter for state Senate.
Paid for by Kevin Kiley for Senate 2019.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
It's time to put in motion everything you know. This is where the
rubber meets. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM, blasting down the road, and 1460 AM, who just sneaks around in all these different spots. Your talk radio. Carl Bott, Trish Clark here this morning, 7:51 in the morning. It's like 62 degrees out there. It's going up, what, 80s today?
It is. Woo! It is. It's going to be 83 today. 83.
Okay.
Yeah. And we do have a traffic collision that was just reported. This is on 36 near Sun River Drive, near Red Bluff. Also at Guile Road and Truckee Avenue. A couple of crashes this morning. Minor injuries on 36 at Sun River Drive. No injuries at Guile Road and Truckee Avenue.
Okay, good. Hey, we're here with Cody Morlock from Advanced Automotive, and we're talking about how to get your car ready for the summer. So, you know, of course, air conditioning, but tires being the big thing. Then, what should people be looking at?
You know, your car's got to stay cool in the car. Your car's got to stay cool. Your coolants, your hoses, make sure everything's operating properly. Fans are turning on when they're supposed to cool the engine. Things like that. Coolant should be changed. Manufacturers, typically recommend every 100,000 miles, but coolant should be checked periodically because the additives inside it do break down. They do cause, corrosion within the cooling system. A lot of cooling systems do uh-huh. have aluminum in them, with it, which is a softer metal, which can corrode and lead to leaks.
I hit that 100,000 mark, so I need to come on down then.
Oh, sure.
What do? You just drain it and flush it, or what?
No, we've got a machine that gets all of it out. Okay. There's a whole process and procedure. Every vehicle is a little bit different. Mm-hmm. But those additives, like I said, they break down, they become corrosive, and then also they can deteriorate, lowering the boiling point of the fluid, because the point of the antifreeze is to raise the boiling point so you don't get, the system boiling.
Air conditioning being so important, you were saying during the break, people that put things up on their dashboard.
Oh, yeah. One that comes to mind is a customer had a vehicle that had their vent stopped working properly. They wouldn't change the right mode. They wouldn't change from the panel to the defrost, the floor. And there's a series, in most vehicles, there's a series of plastic doors and plastic actuators that control them. Well, they had pens and pencils up there. They fell in the dash. We had to pull the whole dash out, and it had actually broken a door. And, most of those jobs are, 5 to 7 to 10 hours. I mean, You can get into get into the thousands of dollars in labor.
Just because if you had pencils or pens up on there, it gets in there.
Yeah. Just, you know, things keep stuff off that dash. And, and the stuff in there can break on its own as well. I mean, you've got temperatures on the dash that can reach 150 degrees, you know, or more in the summertime, and that everything's plastic in there.
Do you know, I got into the habit years ago of using a sun shield.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think if people would do that, it goes so far in protecting the inside of your car. Not only that, the temperature when you get in and out of your car really knocks it down.
Yeah, and something else, window tinting. Not on the front windows, that's illegal.
Yeah.
But, you know, your back windows and mm-hmm. everything, it's amazing the temperature difference, especially once mm-hmm. you get the car cooled down, the less, you know, heat absorption mm-hmm. you get. All my vehicles have window tinting in it, and it really helps. It preserves the interior, and it keeps temperatures down.
Okay, something else we were talking about during the break. We have great breaks, by the way, in all our shows because we learn a lot of things. Sometimes politicians, other people say, don't say anything about this. But then we learn a lot.
Sure.
But one of the things you said was you can go out, you know, people know you can go out and buy these charge kits.
Yeah, for your air conditioning.
For your air conditioning. And, I can just do this and it works. But there's more to it than that, and I never realized it.
Oh yeah. And as professionals, we have to be licensed and certified to handle the Freon that goes mm-hmm. in your air conditioning system. And there's a lot of things that are advertised, through, you know, online and parts stores and whatnot. One of them is a product with sealer in it. Well, your whole AC system, how it works is based upon pressures and pressure drops. You have small orifices that the Freon passes through to get your temperature changed. Just like, say you're barbecuing with your propane barbecue.
Sure.
And the bottom of the cylinder starts frosting over. Well, you're getting a state of change in the propane there, in the mm-hmm. Freon. And that's where you get that temperature change. Well, these sealers clog up these orifices and the system doesn't work properly after that. This stuff cannot be flushed out, and it is extremely expensive to fix the right way.
Oh, wow.
So you have and here's the deal. You've got an investment in this automobile.
And sure.
then you're putting the lives of your kids and your family and everything in this vehicle, and mm-hmm. you're depending upon it to get from here to there.
Yeah.
Before you start adding stuff that you buy online or somebody, a friend told you, you need to talk to an expert before you just start doing that.
Yeah, there's a lot of really good information online, but take it with a grain of salt.
Run it by somebody that knows.
Oh, yeah, you can go to WebMD and, I've got a headache. Well, and drink more water or take an aspirin. Well, it could be something more serious.
And we run into people like this, veterinarians and doctors, and we'll say the same thing because they've seen something online, and they're going to go to somebody that's an expert.
Sure.
And say, well, no, I don't think that's it. Do you hear that sometimes?
Yeah. But we prove everything with fact. I deal in fact. No hypotheticals. And your best money spent, whether it's, your AC system, your car's not running right, your best money spent is a proper and accurate diagnosis that you can stand behind. Because once we diagnose something and base it on fact and everything, we stand behind it. So.
Well, that's cool.
And now
I'm starting to worry.
Well, no, from a woman's
point of view,
you have to be able to trust that person that you go in there.
Absolutely.
I mean, you've all heard the stories, and I will tell you that a lot of them are true.
Sure.
Because you walk in there, and it's like you've got it written on your forehead. This is a stupid woman. She doesn't know what she's doing about this car. And unfortunately, there are those businesses that will take advantage of you, and you got to be able to tell the difference.
Yeah, and I mean, that's across the board. That's societal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't mean just auto repair.
It is. But again, back to when we first started talking here, consumer education.
That's right.
So.
And women have to be aware of the fact that you need, it's not hard to get a little education, ask questions, and maybe get two opinions.
Ask them all.
Exactly.
You know, you're talking about, kind of transitioning into, funny things that have happened and funny, noises and stuff. There's no dumb question. There's no,
I was telling everybody how Linda was hearing this thumping sound. Nobody else could hear it, and that's the way she would describe it. She finally took the mechanic with her mm-hmm. and then point and said, right now. And the guy, then they found out that this little thump turned out to be like a 3-week job. They had to fix that. You know, we're here with Cody Mortalot from Advanced Automotive. Your dad's been on before, mm-hmm. and now Cody's here. And let me just tell you from talking to his dad and listening, and talking to Cody, I can't think of a better place to take your cars to. You know, a lot of times you take it back to the dealer. And I can, the dealers are there. I mean, you don't know who you're really working with. I mean, I don't know who's back there. But if you go to some place like Advanced Automotive, you get to meet the owner. He stands, you all stand behind your work.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, I take a lot of pride in, it's...
Well, that's apparent.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
Like,
okay. We're running out of time, so tell us the address.
5756 West Side Road.
Okay. And a phone number?
244-4423.
If you got any questions, I know everybody's going to, you know, now that's clearing up, you want to start taking trips, you might want to give Cody a call and have people take a look at your car. Thank you so much for being here, Cody.
Absolutely.
You bet. Hey, we come back. Linda is bringing in one of her fellow gold diggers.
Great. Next hour.
We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
This hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. No reports of anyone missing, but authorities in Jefferson City, Missouri are taking no chances. They're going door to door doing welfare checks in tornado-battered parts of the city. A string of twisters swept across Missouri and Oklahoma overnight, causing a lot of damage, and in one city, fatalities.
In Golden City, Missouri, which is in southwest Missouri, there are three confirmed fatalities and one serious injury.
Mike O'Connell with the Missouri Department of Public Safety. As tensions with Iran continue building, the Pentagon is reportedly proposing a military buildup in the Mideast.
Sources say the Pentagon this morning will present plans to the White House for sending up to 10,000 more American troops to the region. They say that's not due to any new threat from Iran, but would be aimed at shoring up defenses. The administration's given few details regarding what acting Pentagon Chief Patrick Shanahan has called credible intelligence about threats to U.S. interests. He said this week the firepower already deployed there is sending Iran a message.
This is about deterrence, not about war.
The officials say there's no final decision on a new deployment, and it's unclear if the White House would sign off on sending some or all the forces. Sagar Magani at the White House.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders defending President Trump's decision to cut short yesterday's infrastructure meeting with House Speaker Pelosi and other Democrats.
Very hard to have a meeting where you accuse the President of the United States of a crime and then an hour later show up and act as if nothing's happened. The idea of that is insane, I think, to any normal person.
Before the meeting, Pelosi claimed the president is engaged in a cover-up. Mr. Trump's response? I don't do cover-ups. Wall Street, the Dow down about 314 points. The S&P is off 33. The NASDAQ down 110 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day. For free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. To prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Botswana considers lifting a ban on elephant hunting.
Shortly after coming into office, President Mokgweetsi Masisi asked ministers to review the hunting ban. The report's findings recommend that the hunting ban should be lifted, that some wildlife migration routes be closed, and to introduce regular but limited elephant culling and the establishment of elephant meat canning for the production of pet food. Botswana is estimated to have 130,000 elephants and until recently had largely escaped the poaching epidemic which kills tens of thousands of African elephants every year.
The BBC's Alistair Leithhead. British Prime Minister Theresa May has been hunkering down with her close allies. She's considering whether to give in to relentless pressure to resign or to fight on to save her Brexit plan and her premiership. May's fate looked sealed after the resignation late Wednesday of a cabinet minister. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Democrats refuse to renew the Violence Against Women Act.
Republican Senator John Cornyn says VAWA
has traditionally been a bipartisan commitment.
Now Democrats like Chuck Schumer are insisting on a revised version.
It brings much-needed updates to existing federal law,
including a new law that if you're accused of stalking or have a restraining order against you,
you shouldn't be allowed to purchase a gun.
Just one of what Cornyn calls the
controversial provisions that should never be part of a consensus bill.
Republicans sought to renew VAWA earlier this year, a move rejected by House Democrats. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
China's foreign ministry says Beijing is open to resuming trade talks with the U.S., but sincerity and mutual respect are required. A foreign ministry official says China hopes for a restart of talks that broke down earlier this month after the U.S. hiked tariffs on $250 billion worth of imports from China. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is Thursday, the 23rd of May. We've lost May. It just got right past me. I think it was during the rain.
Well, we had rodeo and...
It was a lot of things. 8:05 in the morning.
Rain
and the
and rain.
News is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Good morning, everybody. This is Linda Bott, and Trish is here, too. We have two very special guests in the studio this morning, so I said, please... You know, usually on show day I don't come in, but this morning I was like, please, I want to be here because we're going to be interviewing Butch Stucker and Peggy Goldstucker, one who is an author and one who is a buddy of mine that I've known since I was 19 years old and joined the Dean Martin Gold Diggers. So good morning, guys.
Good morning.
All right, first of all, I have to do the 8 o'clock hour of the weather, and Trish does such a fabulous job of this, so I hope I can fill your shoes. And, of course, Sue McClain there at the helm. Sunny today with a high of 83 and lows of 59. Friday calls for a chance of showers with highs of around 79, lows of 57. Saturday, chance of showers with a high of 76. And Saturday night, chance of showers once again with our overnight lows of 56. Sunday calls for a 6% chance of rain with our high of 69, a low of 55. And Memorial Day, chance of showers, high of 76. That's our weather forecast here. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where senior and veteran discounts are welcome.
Hey, today we had previously had scheduled here, Nick Gardner was going to be in with us today. Nick, we moved Nick back a week, so he'll be here a week from today.
More information to collect.
To talk about the idea of having a tax from the county. A countywide tax,
right.
And the reasons for it, and the only way that they can work. And Nick's done a lot of research in this. We had to preempt him today, but he's going to be on next Thursday. And you're also going to probably hear him tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. He's calling in.
Well, you know,
I'm going to give his paperwork, you know, to Trish. I'm going to make copies of it because it's really a well thought out piece he wrote. So he'll be on next Thursday.
Well, I'm all about doing a half cent or a tax increase as long as the money is definitely allocated. If it's going to be going into the general fund and they say, oh, this is allocated for more police, and then they go, oh, but we need it for the potholes over on J Street or whatever it is, that's the kind of thing I think our citizens have been completely turned off about.
Well, the bottom line is that the Board of Supervisors and the Reading City Council have not established a level of trust among their constituency, where they're going to vote in a tax that can be dealt with any other way than the citizens want. That's going to be a 66% vote. You're going to have a, or they're not going for it.
Right.
Well, the only way it'll work is if it is countywide designated.
And it's got
proper sales job.
No.
Proper presentation, you might get that passed,
but you'll never
get the other one.
And that new, if you want to raise taxes, it's got to be written in such a way. There's no wiggle room in there. There's no wiggle room that says if or might or could. It's got to say it will. So, anyway, okay, but we're going to be getting into that. And like I said, Nick's been doing a lot of work on that. And I've read what, you know, he gave me what he had written, and it's really well thought out. Okay. We're here with, of course, as Linda said, but I'm here with Augustine Stucker. And he presented me a book. Gosh, how long ago was this when it first published?
First published it in like November 2011.
2011. Well, I got the book after that.
Right.
And I read the book, and it's called Lincoln and Davis, A Dual Biography of America's Civil War Presidents. What a great idea, I'm sure. But I read it, and then I did the thing that we always do with a book that you've enjoyed. You loan it to somebody.
You shared it.
I shared it, and
you never get it back.
Which is not good for sales, but it's because, and I haven't seen it since. I don't know if it's working its way through friends or what, but you know, I'm gonna go out and say, I'd like to have this back. Right. Anyway, can you tell us, this is kind of like a work of love here. I mean, this book is not a 20-page
600 pages maybe? How many?
It's about 500 and...
I can tell
28
you, right?
Pages, all right. Something like that.
So endless hours of research.
And yeah,
all types of research.
About 35 years of research.
All right.
Started when I was in college, and 35 years later, I was not doing anything else of importance, and I looked at all my collected research, and my lovely wife said, "Why don't you go ahead and write that thing?" So I sat down, and 9 months later, it was written.
There it is, and. What did you find? Okay, now, of course, President Abraham Lincoln, a man of immense stature, even though there's lots of things people don't know about Lincoln,
sure.
And they are brought out in the book, a man that set the slaves free,
mm-hmm.
but there was a time in his life that wasn't the highest thing he wanted to do. And then you had the Confederate
Jefferson Davis,
who at one point had been the Secretary of War, I think,
yes.
For the United States.
For under President Pierce.
Right. And so, of course, the Civil War, and for the variety of reasons that go on, people can add a lot of stuff, but slavery was a big part of this.
Slavery was the only part of it. Everybody talks about, you know, the Southerners, it was states' rights. But that was just code word for slavery, pure and simple. It was nothing except slavery. There were more millionaires and multimillionaires made from Southern slaveholders at the time than there were in the North, because it was such – you had free labor, basically.
Well, it was free labor, and the crops that they grew, tobacco and cotton –
correct.
– was very manpower intensive.
Mm-hmm.
So they would try to compromise. Like they'd bring in the states would come into the Union. One would be a free state,
exactly.
One would be a slave state.
Exactly.
And
they did that to maintain a balance of political power.
Right.
Even in the U.S. when they wrote the Constitution, back when the whole United States started, slavery, it was such a let's call it a delicate topic, for lack of a better word. No one wanted to say it out loud. You will not find the word slavery in the U.S. Constitution. There is no reference. And slaves, when they tried to figure out, okay, how many people, you know, when they did the census every 10 years, slaves, they had it in the Constitution that people of indentured servitude only counted for 3/5 of a person.
That
was in reference to the slaves, because they didn't want to count them as being a whole person, because that would have meant they had to recognize them as being people.
And that was the thing. That was the part that, and it's amazing that when this war started, you had the vast majority of the soldiers who fought for the South didn't own slaves.
Four fifths of the Southerners did not own a slave,
and yet they fought such bloody battles and in defense, because theirs wasn't was their thought it was slavery was their thought it was the government is not going to tell us what to do.
Their thought was, I would rather fight for my right to own a slave, even though I don't own one, than to have the federal government telling me what to do. Correct.
Okay. Even though that, and like we said, the vast majority, of course, did not own slaves. Now, what would you say is What was your biggest surprise? Was there any like or similarities between Davis and Lincoln?
There were. This was what first drew me to write the book. Was I started doing research and I found that there were enormous similarities between Lincoln and Davis. They were both born in Kentucky log cabins within 100 miles of each other, 6 months apart. Lincoln was born in January, and Davis was born in late June of the same year. And they both grew up. Lincoln's family eventually moved north. Davis's family stayed south, but then they both had, as you mentioned, extreme similarities between each other. They both lost their first loves of their life within 3 months of each other. They both wound up marrying very strong, very independent-minded Southern women. They each had children that died in childbirth, or they lost them when they were both, when Lincoln was president and Davis was president of the Confederacy. They each lost a child while they were in office. They were both attracted to politics and the power of politics.
And they were both served their country. Davis, one of the people came in, was a colonel in the Mexican-American War.
Right.
He was actually a
West Point graduate.
Right. And Lincoln served, but he was more in the militia, but he served in saw combat, I think.
He did not. He actually served in the Black Hawk War in the militia there, did not see any combat whatsoever. Mm-hmm. He was actually an attorney by the time of the Mexican-American War, and did not serve, and he actually opposed the Mexican-American War, whereas Davis decided, I'm a soldier, so I need to go and serve. Right. And he did, and did it very gallantly.
Well, we're going to have to take a break here. That's right, because we have to give love to our sponsors. Here's KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, our place to go for any loose stones or any jewelry repair, locally owned. We love them. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. This is Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio. We'll be right back on the other side with Augustine Stucker. And coming up, you just want to hear that drum roll with Peggy Goldstucker, who, by the way, is performing. We are performing together tonight, and she's going to be gracing the stage at Wind River. So we're going to talk about that in the next half hour. We'll be right back.
Ideals I think are right, and I can stand beside the idea to stand and fight. I do believe that's a dream for everyone. This is our country.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Look at Brian Dolly's record in Sacramento. Dolly voted for amnesty for 11 million illegal aliens, granting them all the rights of citizenship, even though they break our laws. And Dolly voted against President Trump's border security plan. Brian Dolly even praises the liberal assembly speaker from Los Angeles, the leading advocate for sanctuary laws. Living in Sacramento has changed Brian Dolly. Now he's part of the problem.
Paid for by Kevin Kiley for Senate 2019.
Gather your friends to spend a hilarious night with funny man Rob Schneider at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Thursday, May 30th.
People in their 40s are always putting on their sweatpants with no intention at all of working out. You want to go out, honey? Yeah, let me put on my sweatpants. I'll be able to go out.
A household name and bona fide comedy star, Rob Schneider is well known for his trademark blend of character and comedic acting and has become one of the most popular touring acts in comedy. Schneider created and currently stars in the Netflix sitcom Real Rob and has also starred in hit movies like Deuce Bigelow and The Hot Chick, and you can catch him in the Netflix series of SNL. You will not want to miss this hysterical night of stand-up live at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Thursday, May 30th. Tickets for this night of laughter start at just $25. For tickets or to reserve your stay at our hotel, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Must be 21 to attend this show. For more information, download the Wind River app.
Improve your health with OsteoStrong. Not a drug, not a gym, just 10 minutes a week. One thing we all have in common, a skeletal system. By implementing the OsteoStrong strategy, you may experience the following results. Less joint and back pain, improved bone density, improved posture, improved balance, and improved athletic performance. To learn more about OsteoStrong, visit Linda and Ken in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, 243 Athens Avenue, or give them a call at 215-3115.
Thanks to you, our loyal guests. We're celebrating 26 years at the River. We have something for everyone, so grab your friends and prepare yourself for incredible giveaways, promotions, entertainment, prizes, gaming, food, and fun all month long. Plus, don't miss your opportunity to win stacks of cash. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino for our 26-year anniversary celebration, May 1st through 31st. There's so much going on. Download the Wind River app. It's better at the River. Real people, real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come and explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. No one else in town offers this. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Oh, God, daddy.
We'll talk about that in the next half hour, but yeah. But right now.
8:21 in the morning here at KCNR 96.5 FM. And 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's about 63 degrees right now, and it's going up to about 85 today. It's going to be a nice day. Weather report's always brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas and Propane. And this portion of the show brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best specializing in home electronics for the last 47 years. It's owned and operated by Clyde Pierce. Everybody knows Clyde. You need
shop
it. You just need to go in and just talk to Clyde.
Shop local.
He knows everything about it. Sony, Samsung, LG, and Klipsch speakers.
Yeah.
Give him a call at 221-4144 or just stop by 1250 Hartnell Avenue. Linda and I are here with Augustine Stucker and his beautiful wife, Peggy Goldstucker, who has been friends with Linda for more years than they probably want to think about right now, and was also an entertainer, part of the
still
Gold Diggers.
It
still is, but part of the Gold Digger group. And people don't realize that, you know, people think, you know, when they think of Gold Diggers, they just think it's the same ones from the beginning, and there wasn't. There's three distinct groups, but well, they're going to talk about that in a minute. I'm here because Augustine gave me this book, and it's called Lincoln and Davis, a dual biography of America's Civil War president several years ago. And I'm pulling things out from my memory because it was so interesting, the things you were writing here. And I remember that when you were talking that the similarities between Jefferson Davis, the president of the Confederacy, and Abraham Lincoln, who was, of course, the president of the United States. Both being born in a log cabin within, 100 miles of each other?
100 miles of each other within 6 months.
the women they married, they lost their first loves. They each lost a child while they were presidents. This war, when you go through this, all of the manufacturing, all the strength.
Right.
Existed in the North.
Exactly.
In the South, and if you watch a real old movie called Gone with the Wind,
sure.
Rhett Butler says, "Well, you have no cannon factories, you have no rifle factories. What you have is no industry, or some words to that effect."
Right. Yeah.
And that essentially is what beat the South.
That's eventually one of the major
causes.
What would be some others?
Belief that they could bring England and France in and to recognize them as being an independent nation, which never came about. They came close, but it never actually happened for them. They thought that their agricultural products were necessary for England in particular to recognize them as an individual nation. Unfortunately for them, they had had a bumper crop of cotton a couple of years before the war started, so England already had enough cotton in its warehouses to carry them through the duration of the war, so they didn't actually wind up needing it. So that economic reality came back to bite them. And just being so invested in an agrarian society, which this is something that Jefferson Davis warned them about decades before the war arrived. He said, we have to turn to manufacturing. We can't just continue to be an agrarian society. And no one wanted to listen to him.
They liked the lives they had. Now, the other thing, too, is people don't realize how close, how close it came to being almost a stalemate in the war.
Exactly. That's, again, in large part because the South was able to concentrate for the most part on fighting defensive battles, and they had the generals and soldiers enough to maintain defensive positions. They only really started to lose the war when they decided to get more aggressive. We got to take the war to the enemy.
We got to fight it on their property.
Right. And when they did that, that's when they started losing the major battles, Antietam and Sharpsburg.
Gettysburg.
And Gettysburg in particular. Right. That was kind of the
high water mark of the Confederacy.
High water mark of the Confederacy, the dagger that, ended their dreams.
The other thing too is I believe when you read this is the fact is that people don't realize is that the Confederate States of America were very independent, and trying to unity of force in that was kind of hard.
Right, because they were, again, they argued that they were seeking independence to maintain states' rights, and then they thought that also would include states' rights, individual sovereignty from a strong central government of the Confederacy. And Davis had to fight against that and everything else. And again, it turned out to be all of the governors of the individual states, for the most part, said, "Yeah, we'll give you soldiers, but we want them to fight on our turf, just in our state."
Now think about this. Yeah, I've got 5,000 soldiers for you, but they're not leaving the state of Georgia.
Correct.
And so here was Davis trying to convince them that if you didn't let them fight, with the Army of Northern Virginia or the Army of the West, that when they get to you, they're not going to stop.
Right.
So
they're on a roll. They're going to steamroll right through you, because we couldn't stop them at the northern border of our would-be nation.
Right.
And sure enough, by the time Sherman was ready to march through Georgia, nothing was going to stop him.
And having lived in Georgia in the 50s, I still remember we lived in Atlanta. There were still plaques out there on church walls that said, "Sherman stabled his horses in this church." Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I mean, there was still anger in there, and because people in the 50s, I don't know how many of them are still, I don't know if any of them are still alive, but the anger from that in the 50s was still strong.
So you were alive when you were in certain places, when you saw Whites Only.
Oh, yeah.
Fountains.
Yeah, it was,
I don't know if it's still prevalent anywhere in the South. I don't know if they've got like a little back corner somewhere where they go, because it doesn't surprise me. But the book is called Lincoln and Davis by Augustine Stucker, and you can go on Amazon and find this book. We're so happy to have you here with us today.
I just have one question left, because I still have a minute
and a half.
So you were you started the writing of it.
Yes.
And did you get halfway through it and go, there's just too much? I'm just going to have to be 12 volumes.
I did reading it.
The more I wrote, the more I kept finding, I've got all this material on this subject. It's going to be too much. So I had to leave a lot out, but I tried to put in as much pertinent material as I thought was essential. But
Okay, and it's called Lincoln and Davis, a dual biography of America's Civil War presidents and the similarities between these men. And the, of course, what all the things that, you know, people don't realize the war was almost lost, or yes, at least gone to a stalemate, mm-hmm, because of the Southern victories. And and because, as you're right, when you're attacking, it costs you more men. And exactly. Lee always said the importance of ground, the yes, importance of having them fight on your terrain where they're going to have to come to you. And when they started into the North wanting to end this, figuring if they could go into the North and say, we're taking it into you, go in and then come back down, making a swing, coming back toward Washington, D.C., that would end the war. And it didn't happen.
Right.
And thank God for the country.
Mm-hmm. And final words, Butch.
Well, I'm a major history geek, very similar to Carl in that respect.
We have more in common than we thought.
I'm glad that you appreciated the book, and I thank you so very much for having me back here to talk about it again.
Well, you know what? I'd like to know who I gave it to. And start looking for it and maybe give it back to me.
Well,
again,
you can always hold on to this copy as well.
As long as you sign it.
Of course.
Okay. Okay, hey, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back in a couple minutes. And we're going to turn this over to the ladies. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a local bank. They're getting ready to open up their main branch. You know, they've moved their headquarters down to 150 East Cypress
Beautiful
Avenue
building.
On Hempstead, right there in the old Rayleigh Shopping Center. It's your friends and neighbors providing the greatest customer service you're ever going to find. Go on down there and experience how they're moving local dreams forward. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 8:30 in the morning here on the 23rd of May.
Paul Springs to Texas, but tonight it's right next door. For a week each year, it's the old frontier. That's what brings them here. Western atmosphere, you can't tell the dudes from real riding cowboys when they sashay across the floor.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Mako is back with another great deal, giving your car that shiny new Mako makeover. They're having a tax time special. Get 33% off a standard paint package. Bring your tax refund to Mako and make that faded, scratched, and weathered paint job look great again at affordable prices. Get quality, quick turnaround times, and all work is backed by the National Mako Warranty. Mako accepts all insurance and offers financing OAC with interest-free loans for up to a year. Come in today for a free estimate. Mako, America's Body Shop, on Crossroads Drive or MakoReading.com. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here at the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, Carl and the Bot. It is 8:34 in the morning. It's about 64 degrees out there, going up to 85. Weather reports brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I was at yesterday. Man's last stronghold. I can just tell you, we ought to take Peggy in there. And Peggy, you walk in and you walk back out, but you're going to have to shave your legs. There's a lot of testosterone in there.
Oh, so, I can handle testosterone, honey.
Okay.
Yes,
take the
can.
Dump button. Take the dump button. Put it in your lap, Susan, because I'm going to introduce, I'm just going to give this over to Linda. And with another, you know what? One gold digger is tough. Two gold diggers is beyond tough.
All right. Okay, because we have our husbands, and this has like really been a great trip. Recently went to, many of you know, that flew to L.A. to attend a funeral of somebody who was a musical mentor in my life, another father figure who was fantastic in helping me to become a better, just self-respect and I could really do it. You know, you can do it. And through the very good moments of what it was to audition for the Gold Diggers in 1978, I met a wonderful woman who's been a lifelong friend, somebody who I admire as, you know, the vocalist, the one who, that we called her Crazy Peggy, but she was the sanest of us all, because the woman can sing from her toes. And she's been on Broadway, and she's traveled around the world with those legends. We're talking about Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra, with the Gold Diggers for 17 years. But before that, she's been 8 O'Annie in Oklahoma. The list goes on, and I am so honored and blessed to have you in my life. And you will be performing tonight, soloing, as well as us performing together tonight at Wind River. So I'm encouraging all of our listeners to come out, because you're going to be in for a real treat to see Miss Peggy Goldstucker. Hi.
Hi, and I'm still crazy.
You're always going to be
still
crazy.
Still crazy after
all these years. But tell us a little bit. I'd like you to share with our listeners how you sang in the Kids Next Door. But let's talk a little bit. You were actually, Disney found you in high school. You were discovered in high school.
Roy Disney's brother, I mean Walt Disney's brother, Roy Disney, came to my high school play, and they wanted to audition me for a movie coming up, The Trapp Family. But my mother said no, my daughter's going to college, so that passed, and I was still in high school. And there was this audition for this song and dance troupe called The Kids Next Door, and they were a derivative of the Young Americans. And there were about 15 of us with guitar players, and we were an opening act. Anyway, the high school teachers let me graduate early and leave high school. So while everybody was graduating, I was in Miami with Jackie Gleason, Yeah, I've got two volumes, Carl, on and off. They're turning me up and down. And
that's all right. That's no, because that's the years of you being incredible singer.
Projecting.
You're emoting.
No, I'm not talking to you. Susan there, she's maneuvering
right.
it. Don't you
okay,
worry about it.
Okay, let's go back. Let's go back. Yeah, so you were Kids Next Door.
So I was in the Kids Next Door, and we were an opening act for people like Jackie Gleason, Tennessee Ernie Ford. We went straight to Vegas. While everybody was hype,
and at that point you're 19.
Graduating, I was 19.
Just like same here. This is our similarities. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And my first job in Vegas was at the old Frontier Hotel. I don't know if anybody remembers that. That was, and that was with Eddie Fisher, and so then I was in the Kids Next Door for a couple of years, and I went to New York. And auditioned, and I was fortunate to land a job as soon as I got there. I sang with a 65-piece orchestra at Radio City Music Hall, and I probably should have stayed in New York, but I wanted to go back to my childhood sweetheart, so I went back to California, and there was this audition for the Gold Diggers. And in those days, we talked about it the other night, there was a huge cattle call from all over the country. There were probably 500 girls at that cattle call. And I had just come from visiting my girlfriend who was in the Kids Next Door, who had previously been in Hair.
Musical Hair.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So we all showed up like a bunch of hippies. Didn't show my best parts, didn't show my legs, didn't even get a chance to sing. And as we filed out of the room, there were about 100 of us in that room who filed out. I bumped into my high school understudy in high school who had gotten she had been chosen, and she was in the group for a little while. Anyway, so I went off to New York and then I did some plays. I was in Ada Annie in Oklahoma with, John, I'm trying to cover too much in a short amount of
John
time.
John Davidson.
And then I was in Showboat with Mickey Rooney. I was in Damn Yankees with Gwen Verdon and Ray Walston. And I missed California, like I said earlier. And so I went back, auditioned. And this time when I auditioned, I just needed a job. I just wanted to work. And I wasn't picky about what I was going to go out for. I went to another audition. This is 5 years later. Another Gold Digger audition. There were about 20 of us, and I was selected, and who was that guy? Janet, Ty, and the producer was sitting there, and Nipsey Russell was at my audition. It was funny, and I sang Honey Bun, 101, and I bent over and whistled between my legs.
That's the kind of thing, Nick. Just imagine Peggy
off
the wall.
And they said,
Peggy,
you're hired.
Yeah.
So I wanted to go get to the crazy part. I was doing a show with Dean Martin, coming out of the elevator, 15 years later after working with Dean. You and I were buddies by then. And I had never been called by my name, Peg, or anything. I didn't think he knew my name. And there he is coming out of the elevator. And he stops and looks at me and says, well, if it ain't old Peg Leg. So I went from crazy to old Peg Leg.
Peg Leg, love it.
in 15 years.
Yeah. Well, let's share with our listeners, too, Peg, that people say, what was Dean really like? That's the first question that comes out of people's lips. What was Dean really like? Okay, so I have my version. What's your version?
Apple juice on stage. He did every show consistently verbatim as though it was scripted. He was extemporaneous with the audience. He could ad lib. You saw him on television.
The king of ad libbing. Never rehearsed.
Never rehearsed on TV. He would just watch through a monitor, watch what was going on, and step into it. There was a stand in on television, and he would step into it as if he had done it over and over and over again. And I watched in Vegas. I watched the show from the wings, as you did probably, and I noticed how. It was like clockwork. So everybody thought when he was holding that apple juice, he'd grab a little bottle of somebody's mm-hmm. glass of right. what looked like booze, right? Mm-hmm. And he'd chug it down. Thought it was apple juice. He had a sugar high. He wasn't drinking.
Well, let's talk about the first scene that he would always do for years. Now, see, I joined the group in 78. You had been in the group, how many years before
that? In 74. I joined in 74.
So you actually did do more television specials. and television shows. And so there was a period of time, and you worked with Frank Sinatra and did the tours where Sammy Davis Jr. and all that, the Rat Pack time. Yeah. I joined later, and so we did, we attended Frank's shows as far as working with him, but we have so many headliners that we had the great opportunity. But Dean's opening line, because we got to take a break, was, and the music would go, dun, da, 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 and it would be like, da, and everybody would be standing up, and they'd sit down, and here's Dean, he's sitting there with his, Kenny Lane's playing behind him, and he's sitting there with his tuxedo. Of course, he's gorgeous, and the tuxedo is like, everything was handmade. Dean had every single garment and shoes made for him. Mm-hmm. So it was just like perfect. And he goes, dun, da, 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 with his glass. How long have I been on?
Yeah.
And then he'd sing, the song, When You're Smiling, he'd sing, When You're Drinking, When You're Drinking, The Show Sure Looks Good to You.
And it always was, we're reminiscing here, but, because every time we knew it was coming, well, we laughed.
Oh, yeah.
That's what the magic was about that guy. Just a consummate professional, wonderful gentleman. And I've got to say, people, he never patted my butt. He didn't pinch me. No, he was a complete gentleman.
And you couldn't do that drunk. You couldn't do that verbatim every night, like clockwork drunk.
Do you guys have anything to add to there or ask? We've got 1 minute.
Well, I'd like to say that this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, and that I can tell you that Martin will not pinch you, or any of his people will not, pat you on the butt or anything like that, because they are an upstanding professional company.
Consummate.
Darn. Y'all are talking about Alliance Heating and Air, voted best in the North State, 25 years of experience, a veteran-owned business. These are the ones that come out and make sure our air conditioning system, when it's 112, which is really nothing compared to what Peggy and Augustine go through at 125, 120 degrees where they live.
But we're going to create some big heat tonight
Alliance
as well.
Alliance Heating and Air, give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org.
Take a break here at 8:45. It's going by so fast, but there's so much more to add here in the last 15 minutes with Peggy Goldstucker. This is Linda Bott, and we'll be right back here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
You're in love when you walk in a dream, but you're not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore.
Get your morning update with us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in. It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
Hello, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Who's calling, please?
Austin Towns. Danger's my middle name.
Here at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, there's not any danger in having an Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling system installed by our trained technicians.
Oh, behave. Yeah, baby!
Oh, we'll behave. In fact, I can have someone come out today and give you a free estimate.
I think you're shagadelic, baby. You're switched on. You're smashing.
And an Energy Star heating and cooling system can help save on your energy costs, too.
Hey, smashing. Yay, capitalism.
You can start saving today. Just call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning at 221-2642 in Reading or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision.
Although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coach Master, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coach Master apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachMasterAutobody.com.
Have you heard the latest? Gavin Newsom and his liberal allies want to overturn Prop 13 so they can raise property taxes. They even want a new tax on our water. That's why we need Kevin Kiley in the state Senate. Kevin Kiley is the only candidate for Senate with a perfect rating from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Kevin Kiley will fight to stop Newsom's water tax and save Prop 13. Republican Kevin Kiley, the tax fighter for state Senate.
Paid for by Kevin Kiley for Senate 2019.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Start to play, dance with me.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio sweet. Here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Thursday, the 23rd of May, it's about 65 degrees out there, going up to 83 today. It's going to be a great day. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. And I want to remind everybody that Linda and her guest today, Peggy Goldsucker, another one of the girls that she sang with during the Dean Martin years.
Peggy was with the group 17 years. And, was with the group 8.
Is joining Linda tonight, so it's going to be a great night. Yeah. You've got, you know, not only Peggy, but other members rolling in here. You know, what I'm finding is musicians are coming in there to jam with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I love that.
They're bringing their instruments in, and they kind of wait, and then Linda brings them up.
Yeah,
Linda
I love brings it. Them up. So we'll see what's happening tonight, but I do hope that Lou...
Starts at 5:30.
Yeah, 5:30 to 8:30 tonight. So Peggy,
you taught me how
Wind
to jam.
River... Elements Lounge.
I told you. Okay. I taught you how to what?
You taught me how to jam way back at the Smokehouse where we were the other night. Yeah, we performed at the Smokehouse in Burbank for almost 2 years.
Uh-huh.
But let's talk really fast. I know that, I mean, there's so much to talk about with Peggy Goal. 17 years, and many things in between. But, you know, the performances with Dean and the Rat Pack and, you know, all the different things that you did. So when we were put into retirement in 1991, mm-hmm. Greg Garrison, yeah. the producer, said, okay, after 25 years, you know, thanks so much, and we're going to retire the group.
Dean was slowing down then.
But you and I had our own act, and so we're very comfortable being next to each other and only together on stage. Do you want to?
Yeah, I don't know if you all remember the MGM fire. We were supposed to be booked that week, but Humperdinck?
No, it was John Dimple Guy.
Dimple Guy.
John Davidson.
John Davidson was there.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
He
was there, and it was in the fire.
That actually was the Beverly Hills Country Club, when that burnt down.
Okay,
then I'm confused
yeah. because I remember somebody that it was very tragic, the fire at the MGM.
It was very tragic, and we were just so fortunate we weren't booked that week, and so we came in actually just after when that fire had happened, we were out of work for a while. So Linda and I were buddies, and we were driving in the car one day. I remember it like it was yesterday on the Hollywood Freeway. And Linda said, "Hey, you know my next door neighbor? He's like the big honcho. He knows people at the Smokehouse. Let's go get a job."
And we did.
We wanted something to do while we were right. laid off for a while.
So we put together an act called Two Ladies,
which you named.
You did.
I don't know.
We were on. It was a zenith of creativity time with Rush Robinson. Rush Robinson, you may know that name. He was with Jose Feliciano. He was his wonderful piano player and ended up being our musical director. Mm-hmm. And so we would spend hours with Rush, put together all kinds. We had acts with costume changes, the whole thing. And the Smokehouse let us incubate our dreams.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We were just kids. Well, I was 30, you were 22, and we were just playing in front of the audience. It was all these these people in tuxedos and, you know, dressed to the nines for the first show, third show, about 3 o'clock in the morning, all gays.
They loved it. They loved it.
Absolutely. So then we were fortunate to work the Shrine Auditorium.
Yeah.
And you just told me something.
We
I
were,
don't know
yeah.
where my head is, but I don't remember working with William Shatner and
well, you
Patti
were
LaBelle.
Bambino. You were where, Bambino.
What was I doing?
I was 30. You were 22. I can't remember stuff I did when I was 22. But, yeah, we were on the same stage. We opened twice at the Shrine Auditorium. We had an agent that was trying to bill us.
Lou.
And as lead singers in Vegas at that time, and we were trying to maintain hold on to the Gold Digger job too mm-hmm. as well, so that kind of got in the way of things. But we opened with Patti LaBelle, William Shatner, as the opening act at the
mm-hmm.
Shrine.
Mm-hmm.
The next time they brought us in, we were the closing act and the first act, so people would stick around for the second act.
Right.
Before the second act.
That was yeah. great. Those were great times. And then we also worked at Caesars over
yeah.
Christmas and New
yeah,
Year's,
yeah.
With our group over, yeah, that was fun time. So we've had some really good road weary and fun and, you know, great times. I mean, you got to work, I remember your stories about you and Gregory Peck. We can't say the word that
no.
you
used. No, that was when we went to Monte Carlo mm-hmm. and I look around me in this discotheque after the show. This actually during the show, this was the Le Sporting Club in mm-hmm. Monte Carlo. Maybe mm-hmm. some people your viewers have been there. And the ceiling would open and fireworks would go off.
Fabulous.
This is when Princess Grace was alive.
Mm-hmm.
And Ringo Starr. I look around in this discotheque after the show. I look one way, there's Ringo Starr, there's David Niven, there's Princess Grace, there's Gregory, Gregory Peck.
And in Vegas, the Gold Diggers, our group at that time, we were six girls, and we were at that time, and that generation of Gold Diggers, we were really prominently singers who danced. And when you remember the shows, in the early TV, they did a lot of dancing with singing. But Lee Hill did a lot of all those orchestrations and so many things. And then we were able to be together at his, funeral, which was fabulous. Mitzi Gaynor spoke and with Nigel, what's his last name? The guy who was the co-creator of American Idol.
Yeah.
Nigel, he also does So You Think You Can Dance. He spoke. And it was a wonderful memorial. So I said, Peggy, you must come. Butch, please come. And you actually are here, so mm-hmm. we're very happy. I'm so glad you got up. We were able to get on the air together.
Lee was responsible for our friendship.
Absolutely.
So many friendships.
Right.
We have like 60, 70 girls.
That's our sorority.
You know, this is, I had the opportunity several years ago when you all had a reunion there. And
mm-hmm. In Palm Springs.
Well, that was with your group, but I'm right. talking about the big one down in L.A.
Remember
that one?
And Lee went there.
I was surprised. Mm-hmm. I thought there was going to be more, but there wasn't. There was about 60, but this covered from 67 all the way through to the last show
mm-hmm.
that you all did.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing I was really impressed by was the accomplishments of all the ladies that had gone there and what they still looked like. I mean, they were fabulous looking in their youth, but they were still fabulous looking. Some of them in their 70s and their, you know, maybe and older.
Mm-hmm.
But they were all bright, attractive. They were all, I mean, everybody was talking about, you know, their times in it. And it was really, truly interesting. And I was very impressed by this whole
opportunities
thing.
Were not wasted. So we have to say, do a shout out to Lee Hill and to Greg Garrison because they chose women who, you know, wanted to take that opportunity and that platform to better themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I think. So he said that all the way home.
He would say, use this group.
Use this group. And we were very, very blessed. Here we are with our friends and we're going to get to sing tonight. We were in the kitchen last night with our little imitation microphone, which is our hand.
Hairbrush.
Our air hairbrush. And we're going to go to rehearsal today at 10 o'clock with Cleveland. Work on some of our charts, your charts, our charts. And so join us tonight at Wind River from 5:30 to 8:30. It's going to be fun. You'll meet Butch, too. And if you want to know more, maybe, you know, if you can get that book, come and have Butch sign it. Peggy, have her sign the back of your shirt or whatever it is because, you know, Peggy's amazing. Any closing thoughts? We only have, like, 1 minute left.
You're only as amazing and wonderful as the friends you hang out with. Thank
you. Real quickly here, also, Lee, in his memoirs,
He specifically cited both Peg and Linda as being amongst the most talented of the gold, of all the gold diggers that came through the group. So
I was so honored. I have that book. I put it actually in when you guys stayed last night. It's Backstage with Lee, Backstage with Dean. And Lee Hill wrote that book along with his partner, Richard Neely. They worked on that together. And I thought, well, Linda Snook and Peggy Goal, our names are in print. And that was like, well, you know, thank you for that acknowledgement. Oh, my God. What an honor.
Yes.
Peggy, it's an honor to have you here today. I want you guys to come up and spend more time.
I'm looking forward to playing with you tonight.
Maybe we can get Robin and Marie and get, you know, have a little gold digger thing and bring in a Dean Martin, like, you know, something like that. We'll perform and put something like that together. People have been asking for years.
Love it. I love it.
All right. Love you guys both. Carl?
Well, tomorrow we're going to have Dr. Kara Tennant will be on talking about getting your animals and your pets ready for the summer. We're going to have Maddie. Maddie's asked a question, chatting with Maddie out in the street. She's asking people, what do you think about the proposed move of the Wind River, or Red Room Rancheria and Wind River from where they are to the I-5? And it should be interesting to see what kind of comments she got.
Of course, she goes out on the street. She interviews the people on the street.
And Maddie will also be, we got baseball tomorrow night. We have the opening night of Colt 45s. And Maddie will be there along with Joe Van Dyke calling the game. Linda's going to be there singing the national anthem. Along with Peggy Goal. And it's going to be a great game and a great way to kick off the summer, everybody.
Tribute to our veterans.
Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
From dragging me down, gonna stand my ground.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.